بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد wedding and nikah is not an occasion for a detailed lengthy lecture. And I also have to take a class after the nikah ceremony. But we say a few words before the nikah ceremony because so many new faces come during the nikah ceremony which usually don't attend lectures. So for the benefit of these brothers who are very busy in their daily activities and who are for some reason unable to attend the lectures, a few words are shared 10, 15, 20 minutes before the nikah majlis. And I would like to be very brief today. There is only one message I would like to share with all of you, especially my young friends. Nikah is an occasion of happiness. Happiness comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot buy happiness, you cannot create happiness. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, then even the father of the bride and the father of the bridegroom cannot feel happiness on the day of wedding if Allah decides. So happiness comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created resources of happiness for us. For example, the day of Eid is a means of happiness. So Allah grants us happiness through the day of Eid. Through the means of a newly born child, people acquire happiness. Engagements, people acquire happiness. Weddings, people acquire happiness. There are many brothers here who have nothing to do with either of the two families. But I'm sure they are experiencing happiness. Upon hearing the word wedding, nikah, shadi, you feel happy. Whether you know the person who is getting married or not. So this happiness is direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm sure both families are experiencing this happiness today. And it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question we need to ask is, do we deserve this happiness? Are we obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we living our lives according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we assess our lives, then we will find that day in, day out, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority of us don't wake up for Fajr Salat. Maybe no Zohar, maybe no Asr, maybe no Maghrib, maybe no Isha, only Friday to Friday. Then there are those who perform 5 times Salat regularly, who wear the Sunnah attire, but they do so many wrong things which they do not consider to be wrong. Because they only look at the ibadat aspect of their lives, devotions. Umrah, Hajj, fasting, tilawat, zikr, da'wah work, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaq, These are also fundamental branches of our deen. After aqaid, if we give 25% to ibadat, devotions, worships, and if we give 25% to muamalat, and 25% to muasharat, and 25% to good character, maybe we are left with only 25% deen. Because unfortunately, that is the only branch that we consider as deen. Allahu Akbar. And I always tell friends that for a Muslim, all four branches are equally important. But what does a non-Muslim observe? Ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, or husne akhlaq? When we are fasting, nobody knows whether we are fasting or not. When we go to perform hajj, then non-Muslims cannot observe us. When we give zakat, it is again personal devotion. Non-Muslims cannot observe us. When we are performing salat, it is either in the four walls of the masjid or four walls of our homes. It is muamalat that non-Muslims will observe. It is muasharat that non-Muslims will observe. It is husne akhlaq that non-Muslims will observe. Because muamalat, muasharat and husne akhlaq normally takes place outside our homes. Outside the masjid. And if non-Muslims were to observe our ibadat, they would not understand majority of it. It is muamalat they will understand, muasharat they will understand. It is muamalat and muasharat that will appeal to them. So basically there is no muamalat, no muasharat and no husni akhlaq in our lives. So there is nothing from Islam for the non-Muslims to see in our lives. That is one reason why non-Muslims are not coming nearer to Islam or nearer to the Muslims. Because as far as akhlaq is concerned, muamalat is concerned, it doesn't exist. The point that I was trying to make was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us occasions of happiness. Do we deserve these occasions? Despite our disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is so merciful that He doesn't spoil our engagements or our weddings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep both sides of the family very happy, and may Allah keep them safe from calamities of both worlds. But if on a frequent basis, if we were to hear 5 out of 10 weddings or 4 out of 10 or 3 out of 10 weddings that somebody has passed away in the family on the day of the wedding, doesn't happen. Maybe once in the whole life we will hear something like that. Majority of the people may not even hear even once. Allah doesn't spoil our occasions. Normally people don't pass away on the day of Eid. My question to all my young friends and all my Muslim brothers is that if Allah is so kind to us, should we not reciprocate? Should we not reciprocate? And if we will reciprocate, we will not do good to Allah, we will do good to ourselves. This day of happiness is only today. We will experience happiness of this wedding only today. I will experience maybe for 1 hour, 2 hours. Once everybody is gone from here, my happiness as far as this wedding is concerned is gone. The close relatives may experience it for another 2-3 days. And may they both live very happily with lot of love. And may this wedding become a means of their happiness in the hereafter as well. But as far as the particular wedding happiness is concerned, it will not remain with them as well. They will have other moments of happiness later on. But this particular happiness of the wedding day, we've all married, but that happiness is not here with us today, the day of wedding. If we reciprocate and if we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, then Allah will keep us happy all 24 hours. we will get that special tranquility of the heart and peace of mind. We will acquire happiness in ruku, in sajda, which is burdensome at the moment. We will acquire happiness in saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We will find happiness in reciting the Quran. And more importantly, if we reciprocate and if we try our utmost to live our lives according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we depart from this world, we will go happily and we will remain happy forever and ever. It is for this eternal happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to recite the three verses from the glorious Quran in the khutbah of the nikah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, O people, O you who believe, create a barrier between yourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may become happy forever and ever. So I urge all my elders, all my brothers, especially my young friends, study Islam, study the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever you already know, practice. Practice as much as you can. We are all weak. I am weak also. I am not speaking to you only, I am speaking to myself as well. This khutbah is for me as well. Whenever we discuss deen, it is not only for the listeners, it is for the speaker also. My late mentor, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say that whenever I speak to myself first. And people listen to me, that is a bonus. We are all in need. We are all in need of these reminders. So let us make a firm resolution that from today we will try, inshallah. The effort should be to change overnight. Alhamdulillah, if we change overnight, alhamdulillah. A non-Muslim, when he reverts, he changes overnight. So the effort should be to change overnight. But if we can't change overnight, at least let us assess our lives, that there are 50 negative points in my life. Slowly, slowly, if not overnight, slowly, slowly I need to change. I need to improve 1 point in 1 week, or 1 point in 1 month, or 1 point in 2 months. Make a target at least. We have targets for everything except for our deen. There is no target. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the bride and the bridegroom immense love. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all the barakat of nikah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them both, their progeny, the coolness of the eyes of both families. And may Allah grant them happiness in this world and in the hereafter. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یسر و سہولت کا، عفو و عافیت کا، فضل و عنایت کا، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہماری غلطیوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں تیری مرضی کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں دنیا کی آخرت کی پریشانیوں سے بچا لے، دنیا اور آخرت کے شر سے بچا لے، دنیا اور آخرت کی بلاؤں سے آفات سے بچا لے، دنیا اور آخرت کی خیر عطا فرما، دنیا اور آخرت کی خوشیاں عطا فرما، دنیا اور آخرت کا چین، دنیا اور آخرت کا سکون نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین تجھے راضی کرنے والے کاموں کی توفیق عطا فرما، تجھے ناراض کرنے والے کاموں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، حسن خاتمہ نصیب فرما، ایمان پر موت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین آج کے نکاح میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما، دلہا دلہن میں خوب محبت پیدا فرما، انہیں انس نصیب فرما، انہیں الفت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں مودت عطا فرما، محبت عطا فرما، اتفاق اور اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں نیک صالح اولاد نصیب فرما. اس نکاح کو اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا. اس نکاح کو دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا. اس نکاح کو گناہوں سے بچنے کا ذریعہ بنا. تیری محبت کا، تیرے قرب کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین ان دونوں کو ہر قسم کی آفت سے، بلا سے، آزمائش سے، الہ العالمین حاسدین کے حسد سے، شریروں کے شر سے، مفسدین کے فساد سے حفاظت فرما. انہیں دنیا کی بھی خیر عطا فرما، آخرت کی بھی خیر عطا فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں جتنے مسلمان ہیں ان سب کی حفاظت فرما، غیر مسلموں کی بھی حفاظت فرما. اس پورے عالم کو امن کا گہوارہ بنا دے، سلامتی کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، برائی کا خاتمہ فرما، نفرتوں کا خاتمہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اس ہمارے ملک کو بھی خوب استحکام نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین یہاں بھی نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما، یہاں بھی برکتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد